Over the coming weeks, we're going to be talking about John Maxwell's 15 invaluable laws of personal growth. Today, we're going to talk about the law of intentionality. And I know you can't see me and I can't see you, but I'd like for you to think about, have you reached your fullest potential in life? Most of us would say we have not. And my next question to you then is, do you have a plan for personal growth? If you want to reach your fullest potential, how are you going to get to that? Are you going to do that by accident? Or are you going to do that intentionally? You would never consider building a house without a blueprint. Of course, you could go to the local hardware store or Home Depot or Lowe's or the local lumber yard, and you could pick up a variety of things for your house. If you were building a house, you could pick up the lumber and you could pick up the nails and the screws and the switch boxes and the lights. But inevitably, you would spend an enormous amount of money doing that. You would pick up things that you didn't need or quantities that were way more than you needed or not nearly enough. So without a blueprint, you don't really know where to get started. And it would probably not look like you wanted it to in the end. If you said that you've not met your fullest potential, then what areas do you feel like you need to continue to grow in? And which ones do you want to start with first? So I throw this out to you just as a few examples of things to think about from a leadership standpoint that you might want to work on. Things like communication, developing others, empowering others, building and strengthening relationships, setting priorities, time management, setting boundaries, shared vision, risk-taking. All of these are just examples. There are many, many more. And obviously there are books and magazines and seminars and CD series and YouTubes and blogs. The list goes on and on and on of ways that you could improve and you could get an education. But just like those shelves at Lowe's or Home Depot or Ace Hardware, your local hardware store, the aisles and shelves are full of items. But without that plan, you would waste a lot of time with things that you may or may not need. One of my favorite quotes is from Lewis Carroll and Alice in Wonderland. If you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. Each of us needs to be intentional about our growth. James Allen said that people are anxious to change their circumstances, but they are unwilling to change themselves, and therefore they are bound. John Maxwell says that there are 8 growth traps. Number 1 is the assumption gap. This gap is, I assume that I will automatically grow. And that's true to some degree that as young children and as we age, we grow. If you're healthy, you grow, and it's fairly predictable. Mentally and emotionally, there's a pattern of growth until you hit about age 24. But most of us, after our formal education, the question is then what? And most people stop. They stop learning, they stop growing emotionally, spiritually, and intellectually. As a result, their lives are in neutral. They really just never even get into first gear. If so, not out of first gear. Like Charlie Brown said, I think I have discovered the secret of life. Just hang around until you get used to it. Real growth doesn't happen by accident. It has to be intentional. You have to take personal accountability and action for your personal growth. And the second growth trap is the knowledge gap. I don't know how to grow. And oftentimes I hear that and people say that. And, you know, we all learn differently, don't we? And if I could have some feedback from you on the call, I know that each of you are going to be somewhat different than others on the call. Some of us love to learn by listening, some by reading, some by watching, some by doing. And, you know, the greatest teacher is experience, but it's also the most painful, the most inconsistent. None of us want to gain all of our wisdom from the school of hard knocks. And the problem is that few of us have learned to truly gain from our pains. And there's a whole law in and of itself on the law of pain, and we'll talk about that in coming lessons. But it's much, much better to plan your growth intentionally. Then you can decide where you need to and want to grow and learn. You can follow through with your discipline, and you can grow at your chosen pace and in your chosen style. Quick story, many, many years ago, when I was just a young man in my early 20s, I met a good friend in Lexington, Kentucky, and he was selling Amway, and he was deep into the Amway business and constantly listening to folks like Zig Ziglar and Roger Dawson and Jim Rohn and Ken Blanchard, and he turned me on to those, and since then I have been a lifelong learner and have included people like George Manning into that process, you know, on leadership and growing and developing constantly. You know, once you start growing, you expand your field of vision and you see other ways that you need to grow. As your vision expands, you begin to see things that you never saw before, new ways to grow, new areas that you thought you had down pat, and you realize you really didn't. You know, it's not that we don't want to grow. It's just that many of us don't know how to grow, or at least not yet. The third gap is the timing gap. It's just not the right time to begin. John Maxwell's father used to tell him a riddle about five frogs sitting on a log, and four of them decided to jump in, and he would ask him, "How many frogs are left on the log?" The first time John was asked the question, he said, "Well, one." And his dad said, "No, there were five frogs still on the log," because you see that there's a difference between deciding to and actually doing it. There's a difference between the mental, intellectual commitment and the actual action commitment. You know, I love to tinker. Any of you who know me, I love to work with my hands. I grew up as a mechanic, and I have every tool, seems like, known to man. If I don't, it's on my list of tools to buy. But my project list is a pretty long list. And I accomplish one, and I move on to the next. And usually there are three or four projects going at any one time. I can remember when I worked at my father's service station. On the desk in the service station, he had a little round disc, and written on that disc said, "To it." And anytime somebody would come in and say, "You know, I'll do that when I get around to it," he would hand them that round to it and say, "Here you go." I know when I lived in Mississippi, the term was, "I'm fixing to." You know, "I'm going to when I get around to it. I'm going to, I'm fixing to." You know, and one of my favorite quotes is, "On the plains of hesitation lie the blackened bones of countless millions who at the dawn of victory lay down to rest. And in resting, died." The law of diminishing intent says that the longer we wait to do something, the greater the odds that we'll never do it. The time is now, and it requires action. The fourth gap is the mistake gap. I'm afraid of making mistakes. Michael Jordan, who I believe is the greatest basketball player of all times, said that on 26 occasions, he was entrusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. And Babe Ruth, who for many, many, many years held the single season and the career home run record, you know, he also held the strikeout record, striking out 1,330 times in his career. Thomas Edison said, "I have not failed. I just found 10,000 ways it won't work." You have to get over your fear of failure. Not accomplishing things the way that you want or in the time frame that you want is simply a fact of life. You know, it's easy not to fail. Just do nothing. The fifth gap is, I have to find the best way before I start. Many of us want to find the best way before we start, but that's backwards. We have to start before we find the best way. John Maxwell says, "Jump and grow your wings on the way down." And like also like John talks about, he talks about driving at night, and you know, we want to see the whole journey in front of us, but it unfolds in front of us as we move forward. It goes to the extent of our headlights. As we move forward, that begins to unfold and expand in front of us. The sixth gap is the inspiration gap. I just don't feel like doing it. Recently, I was on a call with a good friend, and he was in charge of this call. It was about 75 social workers in North Georgia, and as I began, as we started the call, my friend shared with us that it was a rainy day that day, and he said he lacked the motivation to get up and do his exercises, but he said, you know, I pushed through and I exercised anyway, and I feel great now. You know, we all have good days and bad days. We have to push through those moments when you're less than inspired and just keep moving forward. And if we do, the rain will pass and the benefits will far exceed the cost. One of my heroes, Brian Johnson, Philosopher's Notes, he says, you know, it's okay to suck at something, but it's just not okay to miss it, stop it, or quit. We have to continue to push forward even in those days that we're not at our best. And I encourage you to get a coach who can assist you and push you through things and challenge your thinking and be there to help you hold yourself accountable. The seventh gap is the comparison gap. Others are better than I am. Any of you ever felt that way? I know I have in times. You know, have you ever backed away just because you felt intimidated or you felt inferior? John says, if you're at the head of the class, you're in the wrong class. So think about the transition into school. You know, you start out as a freshman and you work your way up to an upperclassman, and then you're back to freshman again. And that's the way life is. We grow, we grow, we grow, and then we take the next leap and we start all over again. So just, if you feel inferior, get over it. We all do from time to time. Be a sponge and be inspired. The eighth gap is the expectation gap. I thought that it would be easier than this. You know, John says, you know you're on the road to success if it's uphill all the way. He says that successful people make their own luck. And he says luck is simply an equation. Luck equals preparation plus attitude plus opportunity plus action. Let me repeat that. Luck equals preparation plus attitude plus opportunity plus action. On your journey to reach your dreams, if the path is steeper than you thought, you're probably on the right path. You know, it will take longer than you imagined. You'll have to work harder than you ever dreamed. It will cost you more than you planned on. Jim Rohn said, you cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight, and it will be worth it. So continue to push forward. John says that there are five key ways to move forward in making transition from accidental to intentional growth. There's a compounding effect in personal growth. As you begin to grow and build, it builds on the last one, and then the next one builds on that one. And before you know it, you've got a pot of gold over there that's inside of you that something that no one else could ever take away from you. So the five key things, the big questions, ask those now. It will cause you to change your mindset from how long is this going to take to how far can I go? Questions to ask now are, where do I want to go in life? What direction do I want to go in? What's the farthest that I can imagine going? And as you grow and move forward, the possibilities will continue to expand. The second thing is just do it now. Later is a dream killer. Why put off until tomorrow what you know you need to do to drive towards your purpose today? You are already on the journey, or you wouldn't be on this call today. The third thing is to face the fear factor. And you know, there are five factors that play into fear, and there's probably many, many more, but Five of those are the fear of failure, the fear of trading security for the unknown, the fear of being overextended financially, the fear of what others will say or think, and the fear that your success is going to alienate you from your peers, from your family members. Faith or fear, the stronger of those two is going to win. And you have to realize that, understand that, keep that in front of you every single day. When you feel that fear creeping in, you have to think about faith and pour it on. So which of these fears impacts you the most? For me, it's trading the security for the unknown. It's that devil you know versus the one that you don't. The fourth thing is we have to change from accidental growth to intentional growth. If you look over the accidental to intentional grid that we have, take a few minutes to look through that. You'll find the ones that will really speak to you. One's philosophy is not expressed in words, but in the choices that they make. Seize the growth opportunity as though your future depends on it. As Jim Rohn used to say, don't just get through the day, get from the day. There are leadership examples that can be found anywhere that you look. So keep your eyes open and be looking. Expand your field of vision. You know, I wrote a story, and you may have seen it on my website, about the 14 leadership principles for making pierogies with a friend of mine, my wife, and my son. Or I watched my daughter, my 7-year-old, interacting with a family of five in a swimming pool in Orlando, and I wrote an article on the leadership principles that take place there. I've written one on training dolphins as I watched the trainers working with these dolphins at SeaWorld in Florida. Leadership is everywhere. Now, how do we apply the law of intentionality to our lives? That list that we talked about, I really encourage you to take a look at that, review that. Which of these presents the greatest challenge to you? Now we're going to get down to the real issues, and that's taking action. First, I would suggest that you take that list and you write a specific plan to address the gaps from where you are today to where you want to be in the future. And then I would suggest that you schedule time. Schedule time 5 out of the 7 days a week for personal growth. Remember, it's okay to suck. It's just not okay to skip or to quit. So schedule that time. Make that time on your calendar and don't miss that. Start now. Make the time. If you have to, get up an hour earlier. Stay up an hour later. Use your lunch time. Make the time, but do it. As Nike says, slogan says, just do it. If you don't do it and take control, your time will be spent somewhere else. The last two things are teach. If you found something in this law that you loved, teach this law to someone else. Who do you know that could benefit from this information? And then the last thing is to share your plan with someone else. When you take the time to make this plan and make a commitment and share this with someone else, it will take a stronger hold in your conscious and subconscious. But have this person help hold you accountable every single day. This is the law of intentionality. Growth happens accidentally, but it's painful, and we can move forward faster and more efficiently and stronger if we're intentional about our growth. I hope you enjoyed today. I hope you got something out of it. Use those five items there. Make your plan, schedule time, teach it to someone else, and share it. Share it, but do it now. Thank you for your time today.